A badge of honor. Police officers and first responders wear badges to let their communities know they are here to protect and serve. But that's not how it feels today. And the stress of the job is taking its toll, taking lives through suicide and post-traumatic stress injury. A Badge of Honor podcast features the cast of the same name, Sam Horwitz and John Salerno. Sam, John, and the team offer the first responders workshops through their critical incident stress management teams and mental health liaisons to offer state-certified TCOL credit programs that save lives. It's time to smash through the stigma. It's time to heal from your injury, and it's time to back our blue. Welcome to a Badge of Honor podcast. Here are your hosts, Sam Horwitz and John Salerno.
Hey, welcome to a Badge of Honor podcast with John and Sam. Man, we are powered by the OBBM Network, and June is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we are so happy to be with our guest that's coming on to be providing us with some alternate options for mental health. Am I getting any background? Because I hear someone speaking in the background. Is that me, Sam?
You hear yourself speaking?
Yeah, I thought it was getting a little echo, but I'm sorry.
No. You sound great on your end. Might be something on my end. Sure. I don't know. You know, there's stuff in the airwaves, and So Mental Health Awareness Month was actually in May. We're in June. Yeah. Like the calendar switch. I know we all like to. You know, we can't live in the past. That's at least what my therapist says. Don't live in the past. But PTSD Awareness Month for the month of June. And, you know, it's a perfect segue to go from Mental Health Awareness Month in May to be really specific because, you know, schools are out. It's the summer months. And we've got our families, we're traveling, there's lots going on. And for some folks, you know, that can be overwhelming, especially our first responders trying to now balance job, kids out of school, family time, trying to get off work. And at times it can be a struggle. And, you know, we want to give a huge shout out to Carry the Load because we did and they did our Memorial Day again, that 2-day event, right? Together, we brought back the true meaning of Memorial Day, hugely successful Reversham Park here in Dallas. 20,000 miles walked, 6 different relays, and that was just to get to Dallas.
Right.
And then the Dallas event was huge, as it always is. And all of our partners, some of whom have been on the show, we highlighted them all the entire month of May. So thank you for all your support, for lending your voice to how you heal mental health and how you deal with it. And so, you know, that everything, like I said, it's the perfect segue into helping our heroes heal. And we're highlighting this month at PTSD 911, the movie. Whoops, there you go. I have to use this finger. I have to remember it's opposite. So for those of you that are watching, not listening, I'm pointing to the movie poster that is behind me, PTSD 911, the movie. We have a huge fundraising event here in Garland, Texas, on June 24th. That's Saturday. We'll talk about this at the end of the show. And what that movie is about is we've got first responders sharing their stories and offering healing in their stories and also solutions. And our guest tonight on the podcast, it's all about utilizing technology in an incredibly creative way to help our first responder community heal when they need it, because it will be available at the touch of a finger or the touch of a thumb, I guess that you will use. Yeah. On our mobile devices. He is a former firefighter and paramedic, and let's bring him on. Andrew Douglas, welcome to the podcast.
Hey guys, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Live from Costa Rica.
Live from Costa Rica. Yeah, you can hear a truck going by right now. we have a farm, so it's a coffee truck going by.
Well, look, we'll get into the why Andrew's in Costa Rica, because that's a whole other story that's part of this podcast, because it goes to his healing journey. But, you know, tell everybody listening and watching, Andrew, about your background and how you ended up with this incredible idea, creating Siento.
Well, thank you. You know, it's been a journey for me, right? I never thought I would be where I'm at today. I thought I would always be a firefighter and a paramedic. And that's where I started my career as a volunteer and, you know, right out the gate, seeing things that are pretty tough. And, you know, it was a different time back then where everybody's, you know, like you need to just suck it up and push it all down inside of you, you know? And so that was kind of like how I was raised in the fire service and eventually became a paramedic and got hired as a firefighter paramedic out in Washington State. And, you know, unfortunately right off the bat of my career there, I had, my son was born premature and was in the NICU when I started on July 4th, 2013. And that same week while he's in the NICU, I have a premature baby that went into cardiac arrest. And that really like started my career as a paramedic and, you know, my, I guess you could say a black cloud. Right. And so I went through my career and, you know, that's all I thought I would ever be. That was my identity, was being a firefighter and a paramedic and a union leader. And from, you know, over the years that you continuously see things that just like add up on you. And to the point when in 2018, 2019, I ended up having a suicide attempt and my wife, luckily, thank God, got a gun away from me and I didn't kill myself. And that was kind of like the beginning of my journey of like asking for help and realizing I have a problem and, you know, sleeping horribly and having, you know, flashbacks is not normal. I mean, it's normal for the circumstance, but in my mind, it was like, oh, there's nothing wrong with me, right? I didn't know I had a problem until it was kind of too late for me. And so, you know, it was a journey of ups and downs. And like I kind of talked about, the fire service was my identity. And so that was a really, really difficult. It was difficult for me to put that aside to focus on myself. And so, you know, over the years, it got better and got worse. And I ended up going into an inpatient treatment facility in Utah. And that really like changed my life in the way of like learning about feelings. Like I didn't know what feelings were in life. And so did the inpatient and eventually decided, you know, I'm still not healthy and this is not the career for me anymore. And had a decided for me and my family that it'd be best that I leave the fire service. And so I left the fire service. We sold everything and here we are at beautiful Costa Rica.
Well, so yeah, you know, everybody, John and I talk about everybody has their own healing journey and takes mm-hmm. the steps. And the first thing that you did, recognizing there was an issue, getting the help that you needed. And beyond that, some of us do need a complete change of scenery. And so, you know, what made you just say, okay, we're out of Washington State, we're out of the city that I had, you know, my career in that I thought I'd be in forever, and Costa Rica?
Well, first off, it's financial, right? In when I got a bill for my health insurance, it was going to be $2,400 a month to keep my same health insurance for my family. It was like, that's going to eat into any money I have, you know? And so that factored in. There was a lot of, you know, the financial aspect. My wife was a stay-at-home mom. You know, we wanted to continue, you know, living that same lifestyle, but we couldn't do that in the U.S. anymore. And we really have always been drawn to like Spanish speaking countries, and Costa Rica is unbelievable. It's the people here are fantastic. They are just down to earth, slow, everything's slower, which is really nice when you're struggling with PTSD. And another great thing here too, is like, you can just decide to not show up to, you know, an engagement that you had and nobody's going to like question it. Like people don't show up all the time. There's zero pressure.
No.
So it's really nice when you're struggling, right? Like I'll be honest with you, I'm kind of in a funk right now myself. You know, from just June's a really bad month. I was talking about that pediatric call that happened right around my son's birthday in June 29th. So I don't like June. But it's just the sun and the ability to, like, you know, truly connect with yourself and the environment. And it's just such a fantastic country. And it's been a really great opportunity for me and my family, and we can afford to live a nice life here. And I was lucky enough to come here and meet my co-founder Jason for our company. So it's been a great adventure.
It was meant to be.
Go ahead, John.
I was going to say, you know, you said everybody fights post-traumatic stress in different ways. And sometimes we look at a change of scenery can really, really make a difference. You know, stop scrolling on Facebook. Stop watching the news. Stop watching certain channels. These little things that you can do to make changes in your own lifestyle, even though they seem hard, you'll see a mental health upswing. And you'll start feeling better. You start, you know, instead of looking at all those dirty buildings or smog, you got the beautiful Costa Rica sun, you got the beautiful landscape. And it's something that when you wake up in the morning, you're not in a negative mode already. So those little changes make so much of a difference.
Yeah, they totally do make a difference. But you need to really be careful, though. Because you can't run from your problems either.
Right. No.
So it's your problems follow you. I'm struggling right now, and it follows you wherever you are in the world. But like you're saying, making those little changes and those little micro movements every day, and it really has made a huge impact on me and my family. And I wouldn't change it for the world. It's been an awesome opportunity.
Well, that's fantastic. Hey, for everybody joining us, we are talking to Andrew Douglas. He's a former firefighter, paramedic, and a creator of Siento app. And with his co-founder, Jason, he's joining us from his home in Costa Rica. We got to take our first break, and we will be right back to talk about the app. Stay tuned. Right.
Move freely, America, without medical restrictions or penalty. Without medical freedom legislation in place, our rights and freedoms are one vote away from being dissolved. Move freely, America, with one voice, without fear of retribution, achieving a common goal, medical freedom. We the people make our voices heard by connecting with state legislators and engaging a constitutionally compliant medical bill of rights for all citizens. Individually, change is improbable, but as an aggregate, attainable. It's time to act with one voice. My voice.
And my voice.
And my voice.
And my voice.
To protect our freedom, creating one voice that cannot be ignored. This requires your voice, too. Move Freely America. Go to movefreelyamerica.org to find a chapter near you. Plug in, donate, and help our legislators defend our God-given rights under the Constitution. Move Freely America. My voice.
And my voice.
And together with your voice, we're one voice that cannot be ignored. Donate today. Movefreelyamerica.org.
Hey, welcome back to a Badge of Honor podcast with John and Sam, with the former firefighter and now co-founder of an amazing mental health app, Andrew Douglas, who is going to move freely in Costa Rica. Like we just had, you know, we started discussing about little small changes that can really make a difference in your mental health. And Andrew, I was going to bring up to you, you know, I'm battling as well. I've been battling for the last couple of months, but I started going, and couch therapy is not for me whatsoever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I've been on a couple of different couches, never really found the right setting. But, you know, I finally found one, is Forged in Vala, and I'm going to give them a big shout out, that I feel comfortable in. And I started, you know, making small changes, went to a neuro, started making small changes. But you know what? You can't do it alone with that. You need other little avenues to get you through the day. You know, it's not a one-shot thing. People think that they go on the couch, this therapist is going to heal all. It's going to be like an instant PTSD vaccine. That's not it. You have to work with inside. And your app lets you have availability to it 24/7, 7 days a week. No, you know, no appointment needed. And that's what the good thing about it is. You have that. You made that available to all our first responders, and that's gonna help heal them as they go through their journey.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So tell us about the app.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm building something that I wish I had had when I was really, really struggling, and you know, I was kind of an experiment in Washington State in ways because I was, there's some newer legislation. So I had a really, I had a lot of hurdles in the road, you know, trying to get help, and it was so difficult and frustrating, and, you know, nobody had answers for me. And so, you know, that's kind of how the app kind of started. It was more based off of feelings, and then we've like pivoted in that way. But you know, the thing is when I was really struggling, I didn't know what my emotions or what feelings really were. Like, I didn't know the feel of joy or happiness or love. Like, I just couldn't feel anything. And I, what I realized is that, like, we kind of talked earlier when we first started that, you know, it's a, if you don't know your feelings, it's really hard to get help and get better. Like, you have to learn to like connect with the feelings that you have to be able to like heal. And so that's kind of the initial app idea that we're building right now is, now it's my dog's turn to, we got a puppy. We got a dog that just adopted us in Costa Rica. We have four dogs now. But yeah, it's, so the idea is that I was really bad at expressing how I felt verbally, but I could type about it really well. And so the idea is that like we want ability for people to have an anonymous based platform where they can come on and they can talk about how they feel. You know, let's say you go on a hard run, you can come on onto the platform and say, you know, I just saw this and it was terrible. And you might not know the feelings and emotions behind that, but that's where we come in. And we're going to utilize AI to be able to recognize the underlying feelings that you have and have the ability for you to like keep and track insight on those feelings. So you can kind of notice patterns and start to connect with yourself, because we feel like to actually solve the biggest problem, which is to end our brothers and sisters killing themselves, you know, you got to be able to ask for help. And so this is the start of being able to recognize like, hey, I am not alone, because I really struggled with isolation and felt alone because people don't know how to handle it. You know, should I call and bother them or should I not? And so we really want a community-based approach to our app where people can see that they're not alone and other people are struggling, and, you know, the ability to kind of give people support on the back end. And so that's kind of like what we're starting with right now. But, you know, a lot of solutions that are out there are there are a bunch of more resources, and resources are great. And I'm not saying that resources aren't beneficial, and to have more for our first responders is great. But the problem is, I talked about how difficult it was to get connected to care. It is so difficult, not only with, you know, who should I go see, but kind of like John, you're talking about, like finding somebody that can actually fit is so hard. So that's a big problem we're trying to tackle here in the near future after our app releases here in July, August timeframe. And so, yeah, I just there's so much benefit to people starting to express themselves and realize that like it's okay to like talk about how you feel, and you might not feel comfortable talking to your crews or somebody else, but we're hoping that this is a platform that can be that first step that somebody can come on and say, hey, I'm struggling, and know that they're not alone, and ultimately lead them to you know, future care.
Yeah. Let me ask something. And now that you're retired, I'm, you know, and I don't want you to bash anybody or anything, but, you know, me and Sam have seen it across nationwide. A lot of departments do not have the resources or providing the necessary mental health programs, or the mistrust is within their departments. So people are failing to go get help. Did you find that as well in Washington State?
You know, I'm blessed where I came from in Washington State. It's a very progressive state when it comes to legislation for PTSD for our first responders. And, you know, there is still that kind of stigma within firehouses. And, you know, some people are calling you weak and doing what they want to do. I would beg to differ, or I would say that those people probably have problems themselves because I was that person in the past. And so, yeah, I mean, I had really good resources as far as like what my department had. Like, we had a very good, strong peer support team. You know, I talked about that suicide attempt I had. Within 30 minutes, I had a peer support member by my side. Wow. And that's what we really want to incorporate within our app in the future, is we need to be able to connect our peer support teams and with those people, and in a one-click solution, like you said in the beginning, because when first responders ask for help, we're in crisis most of the time, and you can't think straight. And to have the ability to like reach out to one of your peer support members quickly and get them by your side is game changing. That's how we're going to save lives. And we need to think about, you know, we're so good about helping everybody else, but we're really bad about helping ourselves. And so utilizing peer support is almost like our first responder 911. And that's what I like to describe it as, because it saved my life. When I was in distress, you know, I had somebody by my side that same, you know, under an hour, which was fantastic. So I was very lucky, but you know, I've been talking to people from all around the United States and Canada about their systems and learning about the problems. And it's so unique everywhere you go. And there is a real, that's why we need this anonymous based platform, because there is a lot of people that, a lot of administrators, chiefs out there that don't truly have their people's back, and so you need the ability to get that stuff off your chest one way or another, because you can't hold that stuff in. Eventually, it's going to boil over.
I don't know if you heard, we had a firefighter, over a 24-year veteran, assistant chief right here in Texas, who was let go by the city council because he was reaching out for help. So, you know, it makes people fearful that saying, well, you know, I love my job. I love what I do. I have passion. I'm injured. I'm struggling, and I just need a little help to get me over this hump. And then to have, people who you work for or respect to deny you that help and, to push you aside. So yeah, we got to break through that. And I think this app that you know, having somebody that could be by your side to walk you through those steps at a push of a button is really where we need to be at this, you know, as we grow and learn more, you know, about.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about the importance of anonymity right after our next breaks. Folks, you are listening to a Badge of Honor podcast brought to you by the OBBM Network. Our guest today, Andrew Douglas, the co-creator, co-founder of Siento app. We'll be right back.
Interested in starting a podcast or TV show? Worried about what you'll say and how to keep it engaging? Think you'd like to be a guest on podcast, radio, or TV shows? Hi, I'm Susan Hamilton, owner and founder of OBBM Network, and I would like to invite you to an OBBM media training to get the tools you need for a relaxed and polished performance you'll be proud to share. Our specialized training techniques include role play, voice training, and everything you need to deliver a confident, clear, and engaging interaction. Go to offbeatbusiness.com. Go to the calendar and register for a training that's convenient for you. Dates available now, 214-714-0495.
Hey, welcome back to a Badge of Honor podcast with John and Sam. We welcome Andrew Douglas, former firefighter paramedic from Washington State and co-founder of the Siento. Am I saying that right? Siento?
Siento. Yeah.
Siento. I'm not good at Spanish. Siento. the new upcoming mental health app, Siento, that is soon to be released. So welcome back, guys. We've had a great conversation so far, Sam.
Yeah. So I wanted to, you brought up the second question. So it's a two-parter. First, let's touch on the anonymity built into the app and why that's so important. And then second is the name.
Great questions. So yeah, anonymity is, and through talking with people all throughout the United States, firefighters, police officers, correctional workers, is that there's a huge sense of fear of coming forward and asking for help. Because like you're saying, John, what happened to that assistant chief losing their job because you asked for help? Like there is hope in that you're going to get better. And I hope to be that beacon of light for people that, like, you know, it's okay to struggle, but you know, you can get better. But to have that ability to like reach out and express how you feel and know that other people have your back and have been through that same thing, and that you're not alone, to prevent that isolation. Because, you know, for me, like when I left, you know, my department was very supportive, but I sure as hell felt super isolated. And so if having this app that I could anonymously go on there and like talk about how I'm feeling, how I am feeling alone right now, or how my best friends at the time, you know, disinvited me from a hunting trip, like that, because they were worried that I have been suicidal in the past and that, like, you know, I'm going to have a gun and that I'm going to kill myself, when really I needed that hunting trip. Right.
Right.
But to be able to express how I felt in an anonymous fashion is super important. And we keep it regional. So you could stay where you're from. If you choose, you could say you're a firefighter or you're a police officer or you're correctional or 911 dispatcher. You'd have that ability. Or you could just be completely anonymous, and we want to keep it at that. Because it's so important that people just start talking about how they feel. And because if we keep it in, you know, I explain to my kids that like life's kind of like a glass of milk, right? In that, like, if we every day we have stressors in and out of our days, and we just keep pouring little amounts of milk in our glass, and if we don't empty that, eventually we just spill over and you become in a crisis like I was in the past. And there's so many steps ahead of that you could take to prevent that. And, you know, that's what we hope to do is to allow people to just talk about how you feel, get that thing off your chest that's bothering you, you know, come back from that hard run and talk about how it affected you, so you can like not keep that stuff inside.
I'm so happy you went with the milk metaphor and didn't go, life is like a box of chocolates. I'm really
That's
happy.
That's where I
thought he was. When you say the same thing, Sam, I'm like, he's going to say life is a box of chocolates.
Oh, the chocolate goes really well with milk. So, hey, it's all good.
Oh, that'd be great. No, I'll tell you what. I really enjoy a nice little like peanut butter or Nutella snack here in Costa Rica because it's really hard to find. So. That's my, I can find chocolate anywhere, but those are my little sweets I like. So life's like a box of, it's not like a box of chocolates, like a thing of peanut butter. But yeah, so like going into the name of our company. So Siento, obviously I'm in a Spanish speaking country. My co-founder, I met him down here. He's Canadian. And so we were really like kind of coming up with names and nothing like really took. Wow. I can't speak. And so he came up with the idea of Siento, which means to feel in Spanish. And I was like, that's it. You know, this is the name, because really that's what it is we need to be able to feel, to be able to heal. And, you know, you have to be able to feel that pain and push forward through it to be able to like get progress and not be stuck in these ruts that you get in when you're struggling with PTSD. And yeah, it's so our little like slogan is that you share, connect, and heal by sharing how you feel and connecting with other like-minded people. Ultimately, that will lead us to, you know, a positive place of being healthy and not doing maladaptive things. And yeah, so it's that name stuck, and we're not changing it. Hopefully,
have you
things always change though.
Have you spoken with a lot of first responders in Costa Rica, some firefighters or police officers out there? You know, because I had the privilege not too long ago speaking with some firefighters from Switzerland, some first responders out of Holland, and there are no sustainable mental health programs outside of the U.S. So when we go to, you know, the U.K. or maybe in Costa Rica or in Mexico, you know, we still have our first responders that are doing the same thing. You know, PTSD does not, it's not, you know, just in the United States, it's all over the world. Mm-hmm. Do they have any programs available? And will this be available? Will this app be available to those in Costa Rica?
Yes, that's a great question. So yeah, I have had the opportunity to connect. I'm actually going to be teaching a CPR class down here in Trans. So our community, there's a lot of expats and a lot of elderly people. We're kind of the anomaly as like the young family. So there was somebody that reached out and said like, hey, I want to learn CPR. Well, the gentleman that has all the mannequins and stuff that normally teaches it only speaks Spanish. So I'm going to kind of help be that intermediary. But yeah, they don't have any resources down here. It's kind of, things are kind of, that kind of like that subject is very taboo. Mental health is very taboo, but you don't see it as much down here either. In talking with the medics, like you don't see as much suicide. There is still suicide, but you don't see it as much. And it's kind of interesting is like, why, you know, it's not a third world country, but there is a lot of poverty here. But they're so happy. And that comes through connection. Like family is everything, you know, putting your family before your job. And, you know, they say down here, God, family, job is how you should live your life. And I think there's a lot of value in that. And I don't push like number one, like the God thing. I think you should believe in whatever you want. I have my beliefs. And but faith in something other than yourself goes like a long ways. And so they don't see that as much, the struggle as much down here. It's still real, but I think at the end of the day, you see like a lot of drinking. And I wonder if that's just like a maladaptive way of dealing with that trauma while you're not talking about it, because it's fairly common. You know, you see that in the fire service quite a bit. You know,
but a lot of people, you touch on a great point that brings up a question. You know, you don't see a lot of suicides in your area for first responders, but the addiction issues, the divorce rate, what, you know, PTSD affects people in so many different ways. It's mm-hmm. not only taking your life. It's the addiction aspect, the alcohol, the drugs, the porn, the gambling, the abuse. Your whole personality changes, you know. Mm-hmm. So they may be battling, but you don't see it because the suicide rate is low. But they're, like you said, their drinking has gone skyrocketed. They're addicted. Now they're on 1, 2, 3, 4 marriages later. They don't see their mm-hmm. kids. That all comes into play. And then once they stop with their job, and now they are ultimately alone because they lost their identity of that of service, you may see higher suicide rates later on. But you know, you can't judge it just by the suicide rate. You got to see the other things. You got to look through the addictions and the abuses mm-hmm. and everything else, the anger issues, you know, all those.
Yep. Well, anger is, see, that's the thing. Anger is a secondary emotion. I struggle with it all the time. But when I get angry, it's because something else is bothering me. So it's learning to figure out like, A, how to like stop yourself in those moments before you get angry is really important. But then also like reflect on like, what is that underlying feeling or emotion that's causing you to get angry? Because anger is really easy, right? Like that's what men are taught in life. And so it's kind of working through anger is very difficult.
Yeah, well, it's not just guys.
Not just guys.
That is definitely a product of post-traumatic stress and feeling overwhelmed in general, and not either creating the healthy outlets mm-hmm. when you were small or growing up in an environment that perpetuated that. Hey, everybody, thanks for tuning in today. We are talking with Andrew Douglas. He is a co-creator of the Siento app. We will be right back.
Hi, welcome to Heroes in Action. I'm Ray Amanat, founder and creator of this training system. I originally made it so that everyone can train for free. We have programs for kids, for women, families, and businesses. I'm an author, speaker, and educator on everything that has to do with violence and bullying prevention education. If you'd like more information about who we are and what our programs are, please go to our website at heroesinaction.us or give me a call if you have any questions at 727-314-2534. We hope to see you here to train.
Hey, welcome back to a Badge of Honor podcast with John and Sam, and former firefighter, now Costa Rican. Is that a Costa Rican? Is that a word?
Tico. Well, Tico. Oh,
Tico. I'm just
making so, it up. Yeah, Costa Rican, but they call themselves Ticos.
Of a great mental health app, Andrew Douglas. You are really changing the world. You're being, you're changing what first responders, you're offering more resources, is what I'm trying to say. But you know, for some of the older guys, not so much of the younger guys, for some of the older guys, how user-friendly, let's talk about apps, because a lot of our older guys and our retired guys that aren't used to the technology that much, how user friendly will this app be, and how do they do it?
So that's a great question. So it's imperative that it's very intuitive and that it's easy, not only for the old guys. I don't want to pick on you old guys, John, but no, more importantly is that, like, that person in crisis, whether you're 60 or whether you're 25, right? That person in crisis needs something that is simple and easy and intuitive for them to get the care that they ultimately need and to connect with others. So yeah, it's a very, very tastefully well done app, and we are beta testing it here shortly. And so, yeah, we want to keep it very intuitive for our users, so it's very simple and easy to access.
So let me ask you how it will look. So we've got, you know, we've got our smartphones. It'll be an app that will be downloaded onto your phone. Do you create an account? How is it going to actually function?
Yeah, so you'll be able to create an account on it. All that is secured. You know, all your we don't ask really any personal information. We do need like a zip code and stuff for, you know, if you do say something that is suicidal, or we need to connect you to somebody right away. I can't announce who we've partnered with yet, but we've partnered with a really great nonprofit that provides a crisis intervention line that's based for first responders. So we'll be utilizing them as well as like the national platform of, you know, suicide prevention line, because, you know, that is important that we have that. So we need the zip code to do that. Also with that zip code, and that we're a solution, we're trying to be an enhancement of an EAP, employee assistance program. And so we really need to show value to the organizations that purchase our product for their members, and that, like, hey, people are actually using this and there's value behind it, you know, because you look at EAPs right now, like, I don't know about you guys, but our EAP, I was a negotiated our contracts and stuff, and part of our negotiations team, and, you know, nobody utilized the EAP. And then from our research, we learned that people that do use it hate it, because less than 20% of people were happy with it. And it's just not meant for us, right? But we're an enhancement for now. But I'm a big dreamer. I have huge ideas. But it's just like building a good solid foundation is what we're trying to do right now. But yeah, it's exciting.
Andrew,
yeah, I could go on and on.
I don't know if I don't want to sideline you or anything or make you say something you shouldn't, but I just want you to walk me through or give me a visual, like a picture. All right. I am a first responder in crisis right now. Right. I got my phone. I click on the app. Right. What is something that I'm going to see? What is something that's going to help me heal? I'm just going to start typing. Like, what are some of the processes?
Yeah. So the whole connection of care, if you're like, you're in crisis, like, that we're working with psychologists right now. We have a team of psychologists that we're working with that only work with first responders. So that whole portion of what we're trying to accomplish is not going to be out right away. But what will be out right away is that ability for you to, you'll have like a basic page that is a text box, and you type in how you feel. And then, you know, once you hit enter, what we do on the backside that you don't see, utilizing the AIs, we detect the topic that you're talking about. So you can keep track of whether it's calls, whether it's, you know, emotional problems at home with your significant other. And then on top of that, the feelings, the underlying feelings that are being identified, and then showing you that there's, you know, in a community-based page, that there's so many other people going through the same thing, and that you're truly not alone. And then there'll be an ability for somebody to, like, give supportive comments. We're not allowing any typing. I don't want to be a Facebook moderator. So we have kind of like built in, you know, like supportive comments, or like, I've been there kind of thing.
Hi, this is Karen. I'm your salespeople. Are you here? I'm here to help you.
Yeah, no, we don't want that. So we want to just keep it very basic and simple. And the reality is like, that's what I've learned about since going in from the fire world to like this new tech world, and like learning from so many different people, is that, you know, everything's changing, and it really, and deep down inside, like, I'm building something that I want from what I would want it, you know, when I was struggling, but ultimately it comes from the feedback from you, the user, as to which direction we decide to go. You know, you think about when Facebook or any of these big social media sites started, they were super plain and basic, right? Mm-hmm. And really ultimately, you know, we want to make sure that like our number one priority is the end user, which is, you know, us that struggle, and that we're truly building something that like will solve a problem and make life easier for them. So
how, you know, you had mentioned the department will purchase it for the employees and everything. How can people that are listening and watching this app, if they're in that management role in their department or at the city level, how do they go about, you know, finding out more information or being part of like a testing, beta testing or something with you guys?
Yeah. So my email is andrew@siento, siento.io. So feel free to shoot a message to me. You know, I'm active on LinkedIn as well. But you know, even if it's just feedback, like I talk to a lot of chiefs, throughout the country right now, just, and I don't even talk about like what we're really building because I really want to know, like, what are your problems? Like, what are you struggling with? And it's been fairly common and straight across the board of like, one, we have a big stigma problem where people are afraid to talk about their issues because of what the potential consequences could be. And then two is like, where do I turn for care? Who do I go see? Where could I go to an inpatient facility? And like I said, I got big ideas. Like another piece I'd like to incorporate in the future is like an advocate piece. Like I didn't have anybody to advocate for me. I was on my own. And so now I've tried to like take it upon myself to like reach out to my brothers and sisters that I know have walked away and have had to go to treatment and stuff like that, of like reaching out to them continuously and making them know that like I'm still there. You don't want to hassle them. But just so you know that like somebody's got your back is so important. And that's really what we would hope to do with the app. And if any administrators want to give us feedback on like what are their problems that they're struggling with, you know, actually solving, you know, I would love to be a part of that discussion. And we're trying to keep it affordable as well. So we're keeping our prices fairly low because it's important that it's accessible for as many people as possible. I'd love to do it for free, but the reality is it costs money, data and servers and all that. I didn't know how much it costs, but it does cost money. And so, you know, we kind of went from like this consumer based app to more now, directly business to business between us and fire and police departments, as an enhancement to their EAP programs. And like I said, I got big aspirations and I think there's a better solution to even EAP programs. And I hope we can solve that one day, but yeah.
Well, that's great. We're going to, when we come back from our last break, we are going to talk about, how people again can reach you, how you're available on social. We will be right back after this quick break.
To the Health Engineer Show, I'm Kurt Bukoy, the health engineer right here on the Offbeat.
Hi, I'm Larry Cortez.
Hi, my name is Susan Hamilton, and you're watching Offbeat. Hi, this is Doreen Milano. Welcome to Big IT Small Business, where we will talk to you very hard dollar.
Hey, welcome back to A Badge of Honor podcast with John and Sam. As you see, powered by the OBBM network. And I love that one because it's got coffee in it and it just makes me want to have a cup of coffee right now. With former firefighter Andrew Douglas. Andrew, one thing I wanted to ask before we cut for break, with the beta testing, you know, like I said, I have a lot of people across the pond from Holland, Switzerland, France. Will this app, and you're in Costa Rica and you said a lot of people do not speak English, will this have a bilingual and translation? And since you're using AI, does it automatically translate, or how does, like, if people from Mexico or wherever want to do it in their native tongue, how does that work?
Yeah. So as of right now, it's only in English. We brought on an advisor. They're amazing. It's a husband and wife couple, and she's the business side of things and is helping me out with that. And then he is a psychologist and they're over in Denmark. and like they want to bring it over there. And it's like, yeah, I do too. Like, that'd be great. But we really need to like build a good foundation now. And then, you know, as we get support and people are like actually interested in what we're doing, then we can scale that and add in Spanish. It's pretty easy to do that. Pretty much most any of the AI language models will be able to translate.
Oh, yeah.
The thing is like that we're not, ours won't be trained right now in Spanish. So I don't know how accurate like a Spanish or a German or any of that would be. But, you know, if you go on like ChatGPT, like I ask it like Spanish questions all the time because I'm like, how do I say that? Like, and it's really good. It's AI is a very scary thing in a ways, but like there's so many good use cases for it. And that's where we feel that you can really, it's kind of scary about how, what kind of emotions it can it detect in like a very vague, like, I went to a car accident and two people died, and it like pops out like these emotions that like I would probably feel in that moment, you know?
Wow.
And so it's pretty crazy. There's some even more advanced technology out there that we would love to utilize. But as of right now, like we're fronting this all through our, you know, savings and whatnot. So we can't afford it yet, but it's a really cool mental, it's a mental health based AI system that is really good with emotions and feelings and stuff. So one day,
you got to start at the ground, you know, you got to build that foundation. Cause if the foundation is not stable, the rest of it will not function. You know, John and I both have been on your website. I'm putting it up on the screen right now. It's Siento.io for everybody that's listening. Again, that's Siento, Siento.io. And the website, super clean. It explains exactly what you were talking about, the feelings, how it's going to analyze and everything. And it's a great place to start to get in and the ability to get in touch with you, your team, to ask those all important questions, especially, hey, how do I bring this to my department? Because these are the issues that we are seeing. Andrew, how you mentioned LinkedIn. That's how you and I, that's where you and I met, and John. And how else can people find out about you and Siento?
I'm basically, all of our socials are being run via mine. So you could, on Instagram, I'm on Instagram, Facebook. I can send you some links for those too. My Instagram is @_fresh_outdoors is my Instagram. You can find me on there. I'm on TikTok as well. Again, Fresh Outdoors. That's my theme. So my nickname was like, so Andrew Douglas, right? Dougie Fresh. So they called me, and my name at the station was Fresh. So the Fresh Outdoors, the outdoors was a huge passion of mine to like really connect and get healing. So yeah, I love the outdoors, but yeah, they could reach out to me there. As well.
I believe I found the Siento Inc. Is also on Instagram, right? Your Facebook,
yeah, so,
Instagram.
So we haven't gone to those platforms as much yet, because we're behind the scenes, we're doing a lot of stuff, and so we're trying to use my network that I already have to kind of get feedback and connect with people. Versus trying to have to build that all of a sudden. Over time, we'll build that out and it will transition from, you know, my personal accounts toward, you know, towards more of the Instagram. And I really like, as much as people don't like TikTok, I think TikTok is a fantastic platform for creating very interesting discussions and content. And so, yeah, we'll be on that quite a bit as well.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about the G-Talk that we use with Getter. So same content, same kind of thing, but yeah, you gotta
cool. Get yeah, send it to me. I'd love to check it out.
Yeah.
I like it.
So again, yeah, please, everybody, the best way to start, get that baseline understanding, Siento.io is the website, and then connect and follow up with Andrew. Any last words, Andrew, as we wrap up here tonight?
I thank you guys so much for allowing me this opportunity to come out and talk to your audience. And I just really want your audience to understand that, that there is a sense of hope. Like, I really want to give you, if you're struggling right now, like John, me and you are struggling. It sounds like I am too. It's okay. It's normal. And there is hope that you will get better. It just, you got to put in the work and feel that pain and work through it to be able to get healthy and, you know, have a good support network. And this is advice I got from a guy named John Kelly. I was on his podcast and I'm going to finish it with this. Forgive yourself. We forget to do that. I made a lot of mistakes throughout my struggles. I was a horrible father. You know, I sucked at being a union leader at one point, you know, towards the end, because I couldn't even function. And, you know, I harbored a lot of guilt towards myself. And when John told me, he said, forgive yourself. That really impacted me. And this is only a couple months ago. And so I tell your audience, like, forgive yourself. Realize that, you know, it's okay to make mistakes, but it's what you do today that changes, you know, the trajectory of your life. So,
yeah,
thank you guys so much for having me on. I really appreciate
Amen
it.
To that. Well, thank you so much, Andrew. Thanks. We appreciate you, what you did in your community and how you're utilizing your experience, taking it forward to the Ciento app. We will be in touch. Thanks so much.
Thanks, brother.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. See Take you later. Care.
Yeah, I can't wait for this to for this to come out. This is really cool. Yeah, just wish him all the best. You know, there are so many things about sharing your stories, right? And the what comes out of it. And in this case, you know, Andrew moving his family and now creating this app. I got to give a huge shout out to assist the officer. They're wonderful guys and gals over at Bridging the Divide podcast. Sat down with them, did a two-parter, and what it did is it helped me really focus on just kind of coming back to center and concentrating on story. And boom, we're right into the month of June, PTSD Awareness Month. And the amazing Mike Barron at Blues PD Mag, he's like, hey, yeah, an article. I'm like, on it. So thank you, ATO, Bridging the Divide podcast, for giving me that inspiration to sit down, crank out that article about how your story can heal. And John, you as well were my inspiration kind of over the shoulder. Or it's over this shoulder. Well, just kind of like your the way you tell your story and the way it just comes out there and it's real. And, you know, it's okay to struggle and everything that you're going through and putting it out there each week. I really hope people take it to heart and understand that it truly is okay not to be okay. And that you're not alone. It's, you know, I think Mike said that this is like the biggest issue ever. So go grab, it's online, Blues Police Magazine. Check them out. And again, a huge shout out to our partners in the nonprofit space, Carry the Load, another phenomenal Dallas Memorial March. We couldn't do our mission without what you allow us to be in partnership with in your community and all the fantastic nonprofit partners out there. We are one big happy family growing together, healing together, providing hope to a whole lot of people out there. And we're just blessed to be a part of it. And, you know, we've got two big upcoming events this month. It's Father's Day. It also happens to be Walk the Bridge, the third Sunday of every month in Fort Worth and in Rockwall. That's if you're in Texas. We also kicked off Waco. You can go to walkthebridge.org because our Walk the Bridge initiative, we've taken it worldwide. We just launched another site in the UK. So check out walkthebridge.org. Find out how you can participate wherever you live across the world and how you can actually start your own. We've got wonderful staff working behind the scenes. John and Steve, my husband, kind of spearheading that. We've also got Brian Wilburn. He's out there meeting people, doing
he's the meeting.
He's overseas right now. Yeah,
he's overseas right now, walking. And I just got to give you everybody a shout out. Tomorrow, he will be in Parliament. He will be in the front doors of Parliament with some of the what they call congressmen and senators, holding a Walk the Bridge banner inside the walls of Parliament, bringing the message over there. So lots of stuff going on in the UK this week. It's a wonderful thing.
That is awesome. And to cap off PTSD Awareness Month, we have got PTSD 911 right here. Woo! Put the antenna up, as John would like to say, right behind me. Hey, go to PTSD911movie.com and watch the trailer. We are bringing it to Garland, Texas. Thank you, City of Garland, for providing your movie theater. You can go to our website, abadgeofhonor.com. Tickets are only $10, folks. You want to take in this movie, whether you are part of the community in and around Garland or you are a first responder, because this is about coming together, understanding post-traumatic stress, how it affects first responders, and how it can really help bridge the understanding between community and our first responder community. So again, go to abadgeofhonor.com, pick up your tickets for only $10. We're going to have mental health groups from the community offering resources out there that evening, ability to meet the first responders that were in the movie and just come out as a family and take part in this momentous occasion. So again, abadgeofhonor.com, $10 tickets, grab them while they're hot.
And on that note, I got to say, go to Conrad Weaver's Facebook page. He is the producer, writer, director on this whole movie. He is bicycling across the nation, visiting all these firehouses, police departments, all our first responders. He is in Wyoming now, and follow him on his route, find out his route, give him a cheer as he goes by on his bicycle, and just follow him, because he's making a tremendous, tremendous ride, him and his partner, through our nation for our first responders.
Absolutely. Thank you to Conrad. Thank you for tuning in each week to A Badge of Honor podcast. Hey, if you like what we do, hit that subscribe button. Follow us across all social media. We're out there. And thank you for what you do, first responders. We are praying for you every single day, your safety, your welfare. Thank you to the veterans. And thank you to our active duty personnel that keep us safe here at home. John, take us home.
I'm just going to go off this weekend. I had a very pleasant weekend with the Chance family, 17-year-old girl who donated her organ, her kidney, to save a life. And I'm just going to end it with, remember, check the box when you go for your license renewal. Check the box for organ donation, because you never know what your loss can save somebody else. So just check the box on behalf of the
Chance. Until next week, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Much.
A Badge of Honor podcast is produced for the OBBM Network podcast and protected under copyright law. For content permissions, please submit your request to abadgeofhonor.com on the content page. For OBBM Network programming information, please call 214-714-0495 today.